Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. We are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll about gun safety. We would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Hi there. I just took over my phone. I'm sorry. My friend answered the phone. Yes, I am a registered voter.
Very well. So in that case, you can help me. It's only a few minutes, by the way. So you're a registered voter. First question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I believe it is, yes.
It is. Thank you so much. Okay. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either, first, in a secure storage device that is locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, or case, or a lockbox, or made it temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I agree with the first option.
But the question is, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Would you support it or oppose it?
I would support.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's move on fast. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include, first, a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support.
Support. Second, if the law defines secure storage as a locked container or case, would you support or oppose that?
I would support.
Support it. Third, if the state law requires that firearms be securely stored, if the law defines secure storage to include a locked box and all the device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Thank you so much. Let's move on fast. Thank you so much. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by, first, a key lock?
Yes, support.
Support. Second, the storage be accessible by a combination lock?
Support.
And third, the storage be accessible by a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint.
Support.
Support. Very well. Thank you so much. If a firearm is not in a storage device, it's not in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should be required to be unloaded.
It should. Very well. Thank you. Okay, some of this warning is a little confusing, so I will read it slowly. If I need to repeat it, just please ask me to repeat it. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure? If it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you consider that secure or not secure?
That is not secure.
Not secure. Okay. Okay, let's move on. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Support it?
Support.
Thank you, thank you. Sir, this one is a little tricky, so I will read it slowly. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Just for clarification, this means that if a gun is not being properly stored, a law enforcement officer would still need a search warrant.
No, I will read the part that is tricky. It says, would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yes,
would you
support that?
Support that,
yes.
Very well, let's move on, almost done. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to a minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose.
Oppose? Okay, very well. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Support it. Very well. Almost done. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes, I would support that.
Support, thank you so much. Okay, almost done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I consider myself Democrat.
Democrat, thank you so much. What is your race, please, for classification purposes?
My race is Caucasian.
No, your age, please, age.
My age, I'm 21.
21, so let me see the... Very well, I got that. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? And you say Caucasian, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Last question, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
I consider myself male.
Male, thank you. Part of the survey, and this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Very kind of you. You have a wonderful day now.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.